Hello, my listeners. How are y'all? Hope everything is going well. And welcome to Moral Stories. So let's start. Everybody know how the kids are cute and humble. Have you ever thought why God listened to children more and sooner? Does it mean they are cute, that's why? Or they are helpless in helping themselves? Is it that reason? No, dear, that's not the reason. The reason is they have a pure soul. So now, what is the pure soul? The pure soul has no selfishness and no harsh feeling for others in their heart. Okay, if you are still confused, let me tell you a story. So are you ready? Yeah, listen carefully. So once there was a boy and his age was around 10. His name was Tinku. His dad was so rich that all his wishes and desires were fulfilled by his father. Not only this, the family pampered him so much. Already he was brought up so lovingly that later he became very stubborn and mischievous. Or you can say he was like a spoiled brat. He was an uncontrollable child. He'd do whatever he wants to do. The neighbors and the people around were very upset with him. When gradually his friends also became less, he did not improve himself. He felt that everyone was jealous of him. Now one day he went to a fair. The fair was in the same colony where they are living. The fair was on big ground. In center of it, there was a temple. Near it, there was a gaming and pizza stall. So Tinku decided to play a game. The game was, if you hit 3 balloons by a gun, you will got an unlimited pizza coupon from stall and you will got 4 chances to do it in 1 ticket and you can only buy 4 tickets. He thought he can do easily. Anyone can be part of it. The first 3 winners are selected for unlimited pizza. So Tinku brought a ticket quickly. He got a chance, he failed in it. He was became so arrogant. He buy again a new ticket. He failed again. He failed 3 times. He first shout on a man that you are doing cheating. He laughed and said, "Oh, how can I? You miss your target and you are not focused. You are thinking about your result. Just first give your 100%." But he ignored him. Means Tinku ignored him by saying, "Oh, please, don't give me a lecture." By seeing him that he is losing his control, children around him laughed. He decided to buy one more ticket, which was his last ticket that he can could buy. While in queue, he saw another boy. He was a young boy. His age was around 15. He also failed 3 times, but he didn't shout and went to a temple to pray. By seeing him running towards temple, Tinku remembered his grandmother's words that God listens to children. So he also went to temple. Tinku prayed, "God, help me to win anyhow so I can have unlimited pizza and I can tease other children." That same young boy first prayed about Tinku to give him some patience and manners or lesson so that he can become a good boy. Then he prayed for himself that, "Please God, help me to win so that I can give unlimited pizza to poor kids." So now the prayer is totally different. When they are going, Tinku told young boy, "Your prayer is wasted because God listens to children." And he smiled and go back to the queue, waiting for his turn. The young boy was just behind the Tinku. Now it's time, the last ticket, the last chance and the last winner, as they got already 2 winners. They need only one more. Now the turn of Tinku came. He tries but he failed again. He was so frustrated, but he still stand there to watch the game of that young boy. The young boy first failed but won in 3 last chances. So he was the 3rd winner. The Tinku sat on the bench sadly and angrily. But he saw what the young boy did with lots of pizza. He ordered too much unlimited pizza. The owner of shop reminds to young boy that you can't take home and even you also can't eat too much. The boy smiles and say, "Can I eat in this ground only?" Or here only? They say, yeah, of course you can. But you can't eat 20 pizza at once. The boy smiles and says, I'm not taking from myself. He ordered 20 pizza and asked to wait for him. He suddenly ran towards main gate of fair and bring 20 children who were begging in parking lot. When all the people saw this, they praised that boy very much. There was happiness on the faces of the poor kids, and after eating the pizza, they thanked the young boy and left from there. After they left, that boy also started leaving from there. But before leaving, he told one thing to Tinku, who was sitting on a bench. Yeah, it's true that God listens to children, but not because they are children. They have pure soul. That's why. No greed, no frustration. Okay? Tinku realized, yeah, it's good that he won. Tinku also said, so it doesn't mean that you are a child or a grown-up. It's important that your heart should be pure. God listen to pure soul. Now, that's the new thing. The young boy said, and also said, I hope I will see a change in you. Tinku said, yeah, a new Tinku, and they both left the fair. So I'm sure you got my point. A new era, new thoughts, new psychology, and new moral. God listens to pure soul. So hope you like it. If you like it, please share it. Goodbye and take care.